我们又来到一年一度的夏令会。
Now it's our annual conference.
我们在聚会以前还是要说几句话。
And before we start, I have a few words to say.
虽然说的话和去年差不多。
And probably it's about the same as what I said last year.
但是很重要的话。
However, these are important words to be.
我们来到夏令会。
When we come to a summer conference,
最重要的一件事。
The most important thing
是来追求主。
Is to pursue the Lord.
我们划出这几天的时间
We have set aside these coming few days
为着我专一可以追求主
For the purpose of pursuing the Lord wholeheartedly
大家是不是阿们
Do you amen to that?
主给我们一个渴慕的心
The Lord has given us a longing heart
对主一个渴慕
Let us focus on Lord, have a true longing to Him
这件事只有圣灵能做的
And only the Holy Spirit can do something like that
求主在我们里面创造出一个渴慕的心。
Let us ask the Lord to create in us a longing heart.
主向着渴慕他的人显现。
Because the Lord only reveals himself to those who long for him.
所以第二件重要的是既然我们追求主。
Secondly, since we're here to pursue the Lord.
我们每一路的祷告我们要得到主。
Then we shall all have this prayer that I will obtain the Lord.
主开我们的眼。
And Lord, open my eyes.
我们对主有了新的认识。
I need to know you from a new angle.
我们对主有新的经历。
I need to have a new experience about
the Lord. 但我们在座所有弟兄姊妹们都要遇见主。
And we pray that everyone who sits here will meet the Lord.
第三件事才听懂了信息。
The third point is to help us to understand the message.
所以我们大家都把心准备好了好不好
So let's get our hearts ready.
我们只要我们渴慕主的显现。
We need to long for his appearing.
主一定向我们显现。
If we do that, he will for sure appear himself to us.
我们真是渴慕得到主。
If we truly long for the Lord,
主就会降临到我们聚会的里面。
He will come and descend in our midst.
我们这几天讲的一个信息。
And the messages that we will share in the
coming days. 撒迦利亚书跟马拉基书。
It's from the book of Zechariah and Malachi.
来，我们一同来读几处圣经。
And we like to read a few passages together.
撒迦利亚书第一章。
Zechariah chapter 1.
十六节到十七节
Verses 16 and 17
大家放到了没有
Have you found it?
放到了我们一起来读
If you have, let's read it together Therefore, this is what the Lord says I will return to Jerusalem with mercy And there my house will be rebuilt And the measuring line will be stretched out over Jerusalem Declares the Lord AlmightyProclaim further, this is what the Lord Almighty says. My towns will again overflow with prosperity, and the Lord will again comfort Zion and choose Jerusalem.
二章三到五节
Chapter 2, verses 3 to 5.Then the angel who was speaking to me left, and another angel came to meet him, and said to him, Run, tell that young man, Jerusalem will be a city without walls because of the great number of men and livestock in it. And I myself will be a wall of fire around it, declares the Lord, and I will be its glory within. Come, come, flee from the land of the north.
六到十三节读完了。
To verse 13, are we done? declares the Lord, for I have scattered you to the four winds of heavens, declared the Lord. Come, O Zion, escape, you who live in the daughter of Babylon. But this is what the Lord Almighty says. After he has honored me and has set me against the nations that have plundered you, for whoever touches you touches the apple of his eyes. I will surely raise my hand against him so that their slaves will plunder them. Shout and be glad, O daughter of Zion, for I am coming and I will live among you, declares the Lord. Many nations will be joined to the Lord in that day and will become my people. I will live among you and you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you.
做他的子民他要住在你中间你就知道万军之耶和华差遣我到你那里去了 你说我被收回犹大，做他圣地的份，也必在拣选耶路撒冷，凡有血气的，都当在耶和华面前静默无声，因为他兴起，从圣所出来了。最后这圣经。神从圣所出来。
The last verse 13 says the Lord arose himself from his holy dwelling.
原文圣经说众肉体都静默无声。
Therefore be still before the Lord all mankind.
当神显现的时候
When the Lord appears,
所有的肉体都静默无声。
All the flesh will be silenced.
这是我们的夏令会。
And therefore, when we come to the conference,
我们主要的信息是撒迦利亚和马拉基两本书。
The theme for this conference is these two books.
这是旧约最后的两本书。
And these are the last two books of the Old Testament.
这两本书把整个旧约结束了。
And these two books ended the entire Old Testament.
而这两位先知有着旧约最后写书信的人。
And these two prophets are the last two writers of the Old Testament.
两卷书有了共同的特点。
And they share one thing common.
第一，他们说到属灵的生命。
First of all, they all talk about the spiritual life.
第二，说到属灵的实际。
Secondly, they all talk about the spiritual reality.
整本的圣经就是讲属灵生命跟属灵实际。
Actually, the entire Bible talks nothing but spiritual reality and spiritual life.
现在整本旧约过去了。
Now the entire Old Testament has ended.
这么多的人过去了。
And so many prophets and spiritual giants have passed.
这么多的事也过去了。
And all these events have concluded.
留下来是什么呢
？What is left behind?
留下来的就是属灵的生命和实际。
What is left is the spiritual life and spiritual reality.
今天我们新约。时代过了2100年了。
Now we're into the 2000 some years in the era of New Testament.
2000当中多少的教会过去了。
Looking back in the past 2000 years, many things that has occurred in the church have passed away.
多少属于神的儿女都过去了。
And many children of God have passed away.
留下什么呢
？What is left?
留下来就生命和实际。
What's left is the spiritual reality and spiritual life.
这是整本的圣经。
That is the focal point of the entire Bible.
在我们这几天聚会的里面。
Therefore, in the coming few days in the conference,
我们要追求的就是属灵的生命和属灵的实际。
What we need to pursue is the spiritual life and the spiritual reality.
我们要来读这两本书。
When we study these two books,
我们需要明白两个名词。
And there are two terms we need to be very clear about.
这是叫教会历史里面很大的两个名词。
And these are two great terms in the history of church.
一个叫做被掳的时代。
One is called the era of captivity.
另外一句话叫恢复的时代。
One is the era of restoration.
什么叫做被掳的时代呢
？What does it mean by the era of captivity?
那个时候巴比伦帝国攻打以色列。
And Babylon Empire attacked Israel.
他们把整个以色列毁灭了。
They destroyed Israel entirely.
那是一次彻底的毁灭。
And was a complete destruction of Israel.
他们打下了耶路撒冷。
And they took Jerusalem.
他们把耶路撒冷的城墙都拆毁了。
And they destroyed the walls of Jerusalem.
拆到一块石头不留在一块石头上。
To the point there's not a single stone is left on another.
他们把整个圣殿拆毁了。
And they also destroyed completely the temple.
圣经说祭司都倒在刀下。
And all the priests were killed.
他们把以色列人的侍奉都摧毁了。
And so they stopped all the service of Israel.
而且他们把所有的以色列人。
And regarding all the Israelites,
都掳到巴比伦去。
They took all of them to Babylon.
做他们的奴隶。
To be their slaves.
这个时候地上属于神的事都看不见了。
Therefore, you can say you no longer see anything that concerns God.
是彻底的毁灭。
And everything regarding God was destroyed.
圣经的历史叫做大被掳。
And that is the great era of great captivity.
多长的年日呢
？How long was the era?
70年
70 years
70年差不多我们一生的日子
That's about a lifespan, isn't it?
某些说我们一生的年日不过70岁
And because the average lifespan was about 70 years
强壮可到80岁
And those who are stronger can live up to 80
我已经87岁了非常强壮
I am 87 years old, so I am very strong
70年的时间一生的时间
So 70 years is like the lifetime of someone.
以色列人还有盼望吗?
Do you think there's any hope left for Israel?
在人看是没有盼望的。
In the eyes of man, there's no longer any hope.
但神不是因为被打败的神。
However, our God cannot be easily defeated.
神的旨意永远不改变。
And His will will never change.
到了时候来到,
When the time has come to pass,
圣灵就开始做工了。
The Holy Spirit will start its work.
其实圣灵工作一直存在的。
Actually, the Holy Spirit always works.
大被掳的时候,
Even in the era of captivity.
我们的诗篇里面好几篇诗篇就被掳的诗篇了。
And many songs in the book Psalms are written in their era.
到现在我们读的时候，从深处受感动了。
And we are deeply moved when we read those Psalms today.
我们被掳到巴比伦。
We are taken to Babylon.
那掳掠我们的，要我们唱一首锡安歌。
And those took us into captivity asked us to sing a few songs of Zion.
我们岂能在被掳之地唱锡安歌呢？
Or how can we sing songs of Zion in the land of captivity?
是啊，我们若忘记耶路撒冷。
Oh God, if we forever forgotten Jerusalem.
情愿我们的右手忘记技巧。
We rather forget the skill set in our right hand.
我们若忘记锡安。
If we have ever forgotten Zion.
宁可我们的舌头听雨上堂。
We rather die with our tongues leaning inside our mouth.
这些人真是属于神的人。
And those people are really people of God.
在70年大荒凉当中。
In those desolate 70 years.
这些人在巴比伦，他们爱神的心从来没改变过。
There's a group of people that their heart for God and love for God never changed.
到了圣的日子到了。
So when the day comes,
圣灵就开始工作了。
The Holy Spirit shows its work.
圣灵百姓中间爱主的人。
Therefore, among God's people, those who love God,
他们就起来要回到耶路撒冷去。
They rise up and they want to return to Jerusalem.
这是叫恢复的时代。
They started the era of restoration.
这些人回到耶路撒冷去。
So this group of people that returned to Jerusalem,
什么都没有了。
They had nothing with them.
城墙根基都看不见了。
There was nothing left in the city.
圣殿全拆毁了。
The walls have been completely destroyed, so is the temple.
这些人就重建城墙。
Therefore, their job is to rebuild the walls.
重建圣殿。
And rebuild the holy temple.
再恢复祭司的侍奉。
To restore the ministry of priests.
这就教会历史为大恢复的时代。
So that is the era of restoration in the history of church.
在圣经里，这是非常动人的历史。
And that is indeed a very heart-moving history.
他们回到以色列地。
When they returned to the land of Israel.
重建城墙,
they rebuilt the city walls.
重建圣殿,
they rebuilt the temple.
非常艰难,
it was so difficult.
四位仇敌逼迫他们,
because they were surrounded by enemies who persecuted them.
政府不许他们建造,
and the government far away would not allow them to continue.
他们里面也有困难,
and they were distressed within as well.
这些匠人当作都不同心,
even among all the workers of rebuilding did not work in harmony.
所以工作好几次停下来,
therefore they had to stop the rebuilding. Building work several times. Therefore, in time like that, God raised up His own prophets and declares the words of the Lord to encourage them and give them strength. So ask them and urge them to continue to build up the wall. So you understand the background here? These two eras? A time of captivity and a time of restoration.
撒迦利亚、马拉基这两个先知，
Therefore, Zechariah and Malachi, these two prophets,
都是被掳的先知，
were prophets in the time of captivity,
也是恢复的先知，
also the time of restoration.
在神百姓最艰难的时候，
and they were there in the time when God's people faced the most difficulty.
他们传道神的话，
they gave them word from God,
叫神儿女的手有力量，
so that they could be strengthened,
叫神儿女的心有力量，
so their heart can be strengthened.
很伟大的先知，
so these are two wonderful prophets.
所以我们要读他们两个人的书，
therefore we need to study the books from these two prophets.
我们先明白这两个背景，
so first of all understand the background of these two books.
在教会历史里面也有这么一个过程，
and in the history of church,
在使徒行传的时代，
we see also in the book of Acts,
头一代的教会，
The first church, the church in the beginning.
一切都到了高峰了。
They reach a spiritual climax.
但仇敌的工作。
Yet, the work of enemy.
不是太久也是个大被掳的时代。
Was also great and destroyed them. Therefore, they also enter into the time of captivity.
神的儿女把所有的产业都丢了。
And they, all the children of God lost everything they had.
连应信称义都丢了。
And they even lost the truth of the justified by faith.
然后圣灵也做恢复的工作。
And again, you saw the Holy Spirit started the work of the restoration.
基本我们这两千年的教会啊。
In the past 2,000 years in the history of church,
都在做恢复的工作。
You can say that it is a time of restoration of truth.
恢复到哪里去呢？
So what has been restored?
恢复到使徒行传。
Everything has been restored back to the time of the book of Acts.
当初教会的不是模样。
To the very beginning when church was born.
当初教会的能力。
Back to the condition and the power that first church had.
那个时候门徒们得到圣灵降临。
And remember in the beginning, the Holy Spirit descended on apostles and the disciples.
他们所表现的能力。
And the power they manifested.
我们称它为当初能力。
And we said that is the first power, the power in the beginning.
我们神的儿女都要回到当初能力。
And we, children of God, need to return to that condition.
两千年一直在做恢复的工作。
In the past 2,000 years, God is restoring that.
我们现在知道这两本书的宝贵了，对不对？
So you know how precious these two books are?
这两本书特别说到属灵生命和属灵实际。
These two books specifically talk about the spiritual life and reality.
我们明白了这个背景。
Once we understand the background of these two books,
还要明白一件事。
We need to know one more thing.
就是耶路撒冷跟锡安。
Jerusalem and Zion.
耶路撒冷、锡安都预表教会。
Zion represents or symbolically means church.
但是两个不同。
Yet, they are different.
在圣经里提到耶路撒冷。
In the Bible, the city name Jerusalem is referred all the time.
有好的话。
Every time you talk about Jerusalem, there are words that's good.
也有不好的话。
There are also words not so good.
有祝福的话。
There are words of blessing about Jerusalem.
也有责备的话。
Also rebuke about Jerusalem.
提到锡安。
But whenever Zion is mentioned,
从来没有句不好的话。
It was never a bad word.
从来没有责备的话。
Never a word of rebuke.
耶路撒冷预表外表的教会。
Because Jerusalem refers to the outward church.
锡安是教会的得胜部分。
Yeah, Zion represents the triumphant part of church.
锡安是耶路撒冷的高峰。
Zion is the peak within Jerusalem.
容易守不容易攻的地方。
It's at a position easy to defend, hard to attack.
大卫的城，锡安成为大卫的城。
And Zion is also called the city of David.
大卫这个大君王，他的京城就在锡安。
And the very place, the palace of King David was in Zion.
大卫的宝座在锡安。
And also, King David established his throne in Zion.
圣殿建在锡安。
Holy temple was also built on Zion.
是锡安所生百姓的得胜部分。
Therefore, the word Zion refers to the triumphant part of God's children.
我们的诗歌里都有非常好的诗歌。
And there's a great hymn in our hymn book.
就说到锡安。
It talks about Zion.
美丽锡安，我神圣城。
The beautiful city of God.
万般荣耀难尽数。
Full of glory beyond description.
有许必应，有言必见。
And full of promises.
永选你做他居所。
And he has chosen you, Zion, to be his forever abode.
万国磐石做他根基。
And rock of ages is your foundation.
谁能摇动你安息。
And who can shake your rest.
救恩强援四围环绕。
And the wall of salvation surrounds Zion.
仅可耻笑众仇敌。
And where we can mock our enemies.
这 John Newton 的名诗。
This is a very famous hymn by John Newton.
他把锡安的诗歌真的讲透了。
And this hymn describes the nature of Zion.
所以我们都要争取做锡安之民啊。
Therefore, you and I, we should strive to be the people of Zion.
与主一同站在锡安高峰。
We need to stand in the same position as the Lord on the climate.
和主一同得胜。
And share the victory of the Lord.
现在主来回来的日子真是近了。
Because the day of his return is getting close.
我们不能居在耶路撒冷。
We cannot stay in Jerusalem.
我们要这个居住锡安之民。
We need to be the people of Zion.
撒迦利亚书第一章。
Chapter 1 of Zechariah.
先知撒迦利亚说话
and prophet Zechariah spoke
传达神的永远的心意
and he was there to declare the eternal heart of God
耶路撒冷被占领了70年
at the time Jerusalem was invaded by enemy for over 70 years
撒迦利亚说神的旨意永远不改变
yeah Zechariah proclaimed that God's eternal purpose will never change
我仍旧拣选耶路撒冷
because God still wants to choose Jerusalem
安慰西安
He still wants to comfort Jerusalem and Zion
我的殿要重建在其中
and I will rebuild my temple there
准绳要再拉在耶路撒冷上面
and I will stretch out my plumber line there
这重新说明要建造耶路撒冷
that means God wants to rebuild Jerusalem
我的殿要建在其中
and I will rebuild my temple there
我的准绳要拉在耶路撒冷之上
and I will stretch out over Jerusalem my measuring line
神要开始做工了
and God wants to start his work
要开始做工
and he was about to start his work
最要紧是有准绳
and before you start a construction work the most important thing is to have the measuring line
你们知道准绳吗
do you know what measuring line is?
我自己见过好几个会所、啊、
And I personally helped build several church buildings.
我才懂得什么叫准绳了。
I really know what it means by having the measuring line.
你要盖一个房子。
When you about to build a house.
无论是小的房子，大的房子。
Doesn't matter what kind of size.
第一件事，必须要有蓝图。
First important thing is to have a blueprint.
没有蓝图不能盖，对不对
？You can't build anything without a blueprint.
我要盖会所，我第一件事学习看蓝图。
And when I was learning to build a church building, the first thing I need to see is the blueprint.
我自己画蓝图。
I also try to draw a blueprint.
蓝图画完了。
When I finish drawing a blueprint.
要真要盖的时候。
And when you are starting to build.
第一件事就拉准绳。
The first thing you need to do is to stretch out the measuring line.
照着蓝图把绳子统统拉起来。
And you shall establish the measuring line according to the blueprint.
这个绳子弹一弹呢就一条线的哈。
And it's just like a very bouncy line.
这盖会所先要把这线拉起来了啊。
So before you start any construction work, you need to stretch out those lines.
线不能随便拉的。
And you cannot do it loosely or
carefully. 很准确照着。
It has to be very accurately and has to be according to the blueprint.
慢慢来建造的人才找到那线来建造房子。
So all the workers will know how to build.
这叫做拉准绳。
And this is what it means by stretch out the measuring line.
撒迦利亚说，准绳要再拉在上面。
Therefore, in the book of Zechariah says, I will stretch out the measuring line over Jerusalem.
那我们的准绳什么呢
？So what is our measuring line?
我们的准绳头一届神的话语。
First of all, first thing is the word of God.
照着神的话来建造教会。
Our measuring line is the word of God, which means we build up church in according to His word.
全世界这么多的国家。
There are so many nations in this world.
这么多的民族。
And there are so many races in this world.
都有教会。
And there are so many churches in this
world. 各种不同的民族都有教会。
And different races build up churches.
但是我们教会的蓝图只有一个。
However, all these churches share one blueprint.
只有一本圣经，对不对
？Because we only have one Bible.
所以照着神的话。
Therefore, the word of God is our measuring line.
或有的人说使用讲废话。或有的人说使用讲废话。
You may say that's of course that's nonsense.
既然做到一本圣经，那有什么稀奇呢
？What's the big deal to have one Bible?
圣经只有一本。
There's only one Bible.
照着圣经不是容易的事。
It is not easy to build in according to just this one Bible.
教会真能照着圣经的不多。
Not many church actually run their business in
according to the word of God. 多少教会都远离圣经了。
A lot of church is run far away from the word of God.
我们没绝对照着圣经啊。
Do we follow exactly the word of God in our building?
我从来没这样说。
I'm not saying we are.
我说我但愿我没有照着圣经的地方。
And I say I hope in the areas that's not exactly according to the Bible.
是因为我没有看见。
It's because I did not see the truth.
我在黑暗里面。
I am in the dark concerning that particular part.
若是有人来告诉我你什么地方不照着圣经。
But if anyone can come and tell me a certain area I'm not doing according to the word of God.
我真的是要谢谢他了。
I will thank that person profusely.
幸亏你来告诉我了，对不对
？Thank you so much for telling me.
我们要照神的话。
Because we want to build according to the word of God.
照神的话不是光有心的照着神的话。
And it's not just have the desire to do that.
要相当出代价的。
But you have to pay price.
做个神的话并不是也很容易的事。
It's not easy to do something in according to God's word.
所以第一个准神神的话。
Therefore, the first measuring line is the word of God.
第二点是圣灵。
The second thing regarding this line is the Holy Spirit.
执行神的话的是圣灵。
And Holy Spirit executes the word of God.
我们要照着圣灵。
We need to build according to the Holy Spirit.
比如说一个有名的牧师来问我啊。
A very famous pastor one time can ask.
他说你们教会的奖章是什么？一个章程是什么？
He said, "What is your bylaws? What is your articles?"
我说我们没章程的。
I said, "Well, oh, what is your regulation or rules?" I said, "We have none."
Revelation 章程啊。Revelation 启示。
Articles of bylaw.
你们章程什么
？What are your articles？
我说我们没章程。
I said, well, we have none.
他说哪个教会没章程呢
？So which church does not have their own articles？
我们的章程很厚的一本的。
I said, well, yeah, we do. We have a very thick one.
懂他的意思了。
Oh, he said, yeah, we do. We have a very thick one.
我说我们的章程一句话。
I said, well, I know what's our article.
简单的很。
Corporation, very simple.
他说你们章程就一句话。
Just one sentence. He said, "Just one sentence."
我一句话，我马上告诉你。
I said, "I can tell you in one sentence."
我们教会的章程。
The articles of our church.
里面照着圣灵。
Is that according to the Holy Spirit from within?
外面照着圣经。
And according to the Bible outwardly.
章程完了。
That is it.
这两句话不容易。
And these are not two easy statements.
圣经是准绳。
The Bible is our measuring line.
圣灵是准绳。
Also, the Holy Spirit is another measuring line.
所有不出于圣灵的都不是教会。
Whatever is not of the Holy Spirit should not be in the church.
我们所做的若不出于圣灵。
If what we do is not from the Holy Spirit,
有点都要被拆毁的。
One day those things will be torn down.
准绳要拉在上面。
Therefore, stretch out your measuring line over Jerusalem.
神就说明他的永远旨意了。
And that concerns God's eternal purpose.
我再拣选耶路撒冷。
God says, "I will choose again Jerusalem."
安慰锡安。
And I will comfort.
我的城邑必要丰盛发达。
And my towns will again overflow with prosperity.
教会一定要兴旺。
Because church shall prosper.
这是神的永远旨意。
Because that's what's in His heart eternally.
仇敌可以用各样的办法来攻击教会。
Enemy can try every way to attack church.
教会经过大荒凉的时代。
And the church has gone through a great desolation.
一代一代看见神的百姓起来征战。
Yeah, generation after generation, you see people of God rose up and fight.
我们多少次经过大被掳。
And we have gone through so many times that are captivated.
圣灵一直做复兴的工作。
And the Holy Spirit continued to restore and revive.
到了一个时候，圣灵百姓重新往耶路撒冷。
Finally, come to a point the children of God are in one accord facing toward Jerusalem.
城墙，特别说到救恩。
The city wall specifically talks about salvation.
要完成伟大的救恩。
And He will complete that great salvation.
救恩是我们的保护。
Salvation is our protection.
只要叫我们经历完全的救恩。
And God wants us to experience the full salvation.
圣殿是我们见证的中心。
And the Holy Spirit is the center of our testimony.
我们要重建城墙。
And we shall rebuild the wall of the city.
重建圣殿。
And rebuild the temple.
但在他们重建的时候艰难太大了。
Yet they encounter a lot of challenges and difficulties when they do that.
神的百姓经过多少的患难。
And God's people have gone through so much suffering.
神也兴起多少的人来。
And God raised up so many people in this world.
伊斯拉、尼西米、
Ezekiel and Nehemiah.
这些人都在那个时候兴起来的。
And God raised those prophets.
我们读撒迦利亚、巴拉基。
And now we're studying Zechariah and Malachi.
这两个都是先知。
These two are two great prophets.
都在那个时候兴起来的。
And they were raised up by God in those times.
众人同心建造圣殿。
Therefore, in one accord, people of God built up the holy temple.
恢复教会的见证。
To restore the testimony of God's church.
下面他就看见一个人拿着准绳。
And then Zechariah saw a man with a measuring line in his hand.
往前面去。
And was running ahead.
他说你往哪里去？
So he said, "Where are you going?"
你说那准绳子，我去量耶路撒冷。
He said, "I'm going to measure Jerusalem."
这个人一定是主。
And this man is no one else but the Lord.
手里拿着准绳去量耶路撒冷了。
With a measuring line in his hand to measure Jerusalem.
只有主。
Only the Lord will do that.
主的手中握着他的话和他的灵。
And in His hand are His Spirit and His Word.
往前建造教会的见证。
And He proceed forward to build up His church.
先知看见神的百姓很多。
And as Zechariah saw, there's a great number of God's people.
都没有城墙。
Yet there was no wall to protect them.
为什么说没有城墙呢？
Why is that so?
没有保护。
It's like there's no protection.
这是教会历史的一个写照。
And that is the true picture of church through generations.
我们神的百姓活在地上。
That we children God, when we live on the earth.
这地上最没有保护的人。
We outwardly we are like people without protection.
我们不攻击别人。
Because we don't attack others.
我们保护自己吗？我们也不保护自己。
We don't really protect ourselves either.
我们既不攻击别人，也不保护自己。
So our true picture is like we don't attack others, neither can we really protect ourselves.
我们怎么生存在地上呢？
So how do we survive?
保护我们的是耶稣基督。
Because we have Jesus Christ that protects us.
两千年教会过来。
For over 2,000 years.
教会一直受逼迫的。
The church is constantly being persecuted.
在第一代的教会。
The first generation.
主耶稣的时候。
In the time of Jesus.
就一直受大逼迫。
It was greatly persecuted.
那逼迫他们的是罗马帝国。
And it was Roman Empire that persecuted church.
从下面第一代的使徒起来。
And then next generation is the first generation of apostles.
最伟大的使徒保罗得救了。
And Apostle Paul, who was the greatest among all, he was saved.
工作的阵列了。
And he participated in the great work of the Holy Spirit.
教会大兴旺了。
And there was a great revival in the church.
仇敌兴，罗马帝国兴起，十个君王来。
Again, Roman Empire raised up 10 kings.
一百年的时间逼迫教会。
For as long as 100 years, they persecuted church.
谁能忍耐一百年呢？
So how can you endure 100 years long?
那个时候的福音的力量的得救的人太多了。
Yeah, you can see the power of gospel preaching. Many, many people were saved.
仇敌恨教会。
So enemy hated church so much.
一代一代仇敌都这样的工作。
And you see the work of the enemy generation after generation.
借着地上的政权逼迫教会。
And through the governments, they persecuted church.
地上政权逼迫教会是很可怕的。
And it is a dreadful thing for a government to persecute Christians.
我们到了二十一世纪了。
Now we are in the 21st century.
好像我们是有信仰自由的地方了。
And we are in the land of free worship.
信仰自由的地方不多。
But you know, it's not the case in every part of the world.
没有逼迫的地方不多。
And actually, it's a minority that there, we can have the freedom of worship.
北美洲是个自由的地方。
Northern America is a place where you can freely worship.
欧洲的西边是个自由的地方。
And in Western Europe, you have worship freedom.
欧洲的东面就不是了。
But not necessarily so in the eastern part of Europe.
南面更不是了。
Not to mention the southern part.
其他地方都不是。
And many other parts of the world do not have that freedom.
我们中国人地方的很少有自由的地方。
And even in China, you don't find freedom of worship everywhere.
二十一年。教会一直在压力底下经过的。
For 21 centuries, church has been constantly under pressure.
教会不攻击别人。
Church does not attack others.
教会也不保护自己。
Neither does church protect itself.
神把我们放在仇敌手中，任他对待。
God allow us to be in the hands of the enemy.
但是我得救的时候。
Yet, when I was saved,
中国的基督的人口一百万。
And the number of Christians when I was saved was about 1 million of them.
实在来说不到一百万了。
Maybe less than 1 million.
现在多少？
But how many we have now?
经过六十多年。
60 years after.
前年我看联合国的报告。
And I read a statistic by United Nations.
中国基督徒一亿二千万。
They said there are 120 million Christians in China.
这个数字怎么跳下去的呀？
And how did the number jump from 1 million to 120 million?
这不是靠着传道人。
It's not by the work of ministers.
圣灵的大能。
But by the power of the Holy Spirit.
神显出的大能。
And God showed forth His great power. Amen.
我们的力量在于主。
Therefore, our strength is in the Lord.
他们看这个地方没有城墙。
And you look at the Jerusalem at that time, there was no wall.
神的百姓很多。
Yet there's a great number of God's people.
神借着先知讲话。
Therefore God spoke through his prophet.
我是耶路撒冷四围的火城。
I am the wall of fire around it.
又是其中的荣耀。
And I am the glory within.
天主的话真是好。
What a great saying that is.
神是四围的火城。
God says, I am the walls of fire around it.
什么叫做火城啊？
What does it mean to be the walls of fire?
在地上物质的世界里面。
In the materialistic world.
火是最厉害的东西。
Fire is something very strong.
火摧毁一切。
Because fire can burn away everything.
所以希伯来书说我们的神乃是烈火。
Therefore, in the book of Hebrews says, our God is fire.
我们的神摧毁任何东西。
Because our God can destroy anything.
所有东西不能经过火。
Nothing can survive through fire.
火毁坏一切的事。
Because the fire destroys all things.
我们的神乃是烈火。
Yet our God is that fire.
我是耶路撒冷的火城。
And God says, I am the wall of fire of Jerusalem.
两千年教会就靠着神是火城。
In the 2000 years history of church, what the church relies on is nothing but God, the wall of fire.
我感觉一代一代逼迫教会的人起来。
Yes, there are enemy attacks church generation after generation.
当他们有权的时候。
When those people hold authority or power,
教会都是很可怜。
And church was very fragile and very weak.
他们就是很雄壮。
And our enemies were so strong.
不长的时间过去了。
Yet it did not take long.
这逼迫教会的人都倒下去了。
Those who persecuted church all fall down.
教会的人就存在。
Yet the church still stands still.
中国教会60年前经过大逼迫。
In those 60 years, the church in China went through great persecution.
仇敌讲句大话，要找教会到博物馆去找。
And one enemy made such a bold statement one time says,
他要把教会毁灭了。
In the future, people won't find church unless they go to museum.
他要把教会毁灭了。
Yet the truth is that he was destroyed, but the church still stands.
他自己现在博物馆。
Now this character is, you can be, it's displayed in the museum.
教会全中国都是。
Yet you see churches in the entire China.
你到中国就哪里都看见教会。
Wherever you go in China, you can find church.
哪里都找到基督徒。
And you can find Christians.
我们这诗歌叫邦国兴而衰。
There's a hymn says, nations rise and fall.
君王常更换。
And emperors are replaced one by the other.
唯独基督教会永远不存在。
Only the church of Christ stands still.
逼迫教会吗？
So enemy can try to persecute church.
逼迫教会真是笨的。
And that really is not a very smart thing to do.
我想这些人不读书的啊。
I always wonder, don't you study history?
不读历史的呀。
Don't you study history?
逼迫教会不是你发明的呀。
And you are not the first one who come up with the idea.
逼迫教会两千年了。
It's been happening in the past 2,000 years.
哪一个人逼迫教会成功过啊？
Yet no one has succeeded.
所有逼迫教会的人都倒下去了。
And all those who try to persecute church have fallen down.
教会越来越兴旺了。
And the church, nothing happened to church but growth.
神说我是四围的火城。
Because God says I am a wall of fire around it.
谁来逼迫教会？
So whoever comes to attack church,
谁一定被烧毁。
They will be burned.
又是其中的荣耀。
God said I am also its glory within.
我真喜欢这句话。
I really love this statement.
你们喜欢吗？
Do you like what God said here?
我是四围的火城。
I am a wall of fires around it.
又是其中的荣耀。
And I am its glory within.
我年轻时候在上海得救的。
I was saved when I was in Shanghai.
上海大复兴啊。
And then Shanghai was having this great revival.
上海大复兴带动全中国大复兴。
And that revival brought in the greater revival through the entire country.
二十世纪影响全世界。
And actually impacted the rest of the world.
我提到那个大复兴时代。
So I was saved in that great time.
那时候几个领袖是了不起。
We have several wonderful spiritual leaders.
但我想那个价值不完全在领袖。
And I believe the value of the, at that time is not really just on those leaders.
教会真好。
But because the church were in great quality.
我记得那时候的弟兄姊妹。
And I still remember the Christians we had.
我这些日子他想是一个弟兄一个老弟兄了。
And, you know, these days, one particular brother always came to my mind.
姓周。
His last name is Zhou.
他中文叫周文才老弟兄。
And his name is 文才周。
很普通的一个人
，very ordinary guy，
口齿不好，没有口才
，and is not very eloquent。
他在教会里面
And when he served in the church,
教会从来没安排他做招待。
He was never asked to be an usher.
他每个礼拜的早晨自己在大门口去做招待。
Yeah, every Sunday morning he will volunteer to be ushers.
看见弟兄们来了。
He was standing at the entrance.
他就过去握个手。
And when anybody came to the church, he would go and greet them, hold their hands.
多少人做见证啊。
And you know, many, many people testified.
他握一握手啊。
Said,When he held my hand,
把生命能力传过去了。
And he sent life and the power into me.
有着好久不聚会的弟兄。
And sometimes a Christian hasn't gone to the church for a while.
心都很硬了。
And their hearts may be very hard.
他过去握个手。
But when this ordinary brother held his hand,
那个能力传过来叫他们流泪啊。
At the door, and there is a power flew through his hand and moved them to tears.
这个力量不得了啊。
And that is indeed great power.
他是很普通的一个人。
He was just an ordinary Christian brother.
有一天我们礼拜六聚会这个交通聚会。
And I remember that was a Saturday night when we have this fellowship meeting.
他站起来讲几句话。
He stood up and he shared something.
叫爱弟兄。
He said, he shared about love your brother.
我若有两件衣服，一定分一件给弟兄。
He said, if I have two garments, I will for sure share one with my brother.
我若有两块钱，一定把一块给弟兄。
And if I have $2, for sure I share one with my brother.
讲的话很简单。
Very simple statement.
那一天他把全教会震动了。
But that simple statement moved the entire meeting.
他真是一个爱弟兄的人。
Because he was someone who loves brothers very much.
我觉得三个教会那个了不起的就在于那些普通的弟兄啊。
Therefore, I know at the great revival time in China, in Shanghai, was because we have great brothers like that.
另外弟兄姓王。
And there's another brother like that. His last name is Wang.
更普通的弟兄啊。
And he's even more ordinary.
我走了之后。
After I left China,
教会政权更换了。
教会
更换政府 government.
政府政权 okay, the government was changed.
所以弟兄们常常有被捕的事情发生。
And they actually arrest the Christians frequently.
那个被捕很可怕呀。
So a lot of Christian brothers were taken to jail.
他被捕是这个时候，他自己根本不知道的。那个被捕的人，他什么时候被捕，自己完全不知道。
And someone was arrested, they don't even know when they were arrested.
忽然之间领到了。
They have no idea when people come to arrest them.
但是常常的弟兄们被捕的时候。
But the interesting thing is, every time when somebody was about to be arrested,
这位王弟兄及时出现。
This brother Wang always showed up in time.
他怎么知道的？
How did he know?
他当然不知道。
Of course he had no idea they would be arrested.
那个跟随圣灵的人。
Yet he was a man who follows the prompting of the Holy Spirit.
对圣灵那么敏感的人。
He was very sensitive to the movement of the Holy Spirit.
及时出现。
He was showed up in time.
被捕弟兄最后一个祷告。
And he would hold to the hand of the one who was about to be arrested and prayed with that person.
劝勉和激励。
And he would encourage that man through prayer.
任何的惩罚。
And any punishment.
我们不应着主而跌倒。
He will share with them that we will not fall or deny the Lord with any punishment.
这个见证惊人的。
And he showed for such a great testimony.
这都是很普通的弟兄姊妹啊。
You know, these Christian brothers are very ordinary.
所以神说我是四围的火城。
That's why God says, I am the wall of fires around them.
又是其中的荣耀。
I am its glory within.
教会里面正是荣耀。
And in the church, it was full of glory back then.
你们觉得荣耀吗？
Do you feel glorious just by listening to what happened?
我们这四天当中我们都遇见主啊。
And I pray in the coming few days, we all encounter the Lord.
教会里面不在于领头的人。
Really, a church does not rely on leaders.
在于我们每一位弟兄姊妹。
But subject to every Christian that's in it.
我最后在台湾的时候在台南教会。
And I remember the last church I served in Taiwan was the one in Tainan.
一个老弟兄没有不识字，没有受过什么教育。
And there was this old man, old Christian brother, he was not well educated.
每个主日他在教会大门口外面扫马路扫地。
And every Sunday morning, he would come early and sweep the ground outside the church.
他一边扫地一边祷告。
He would be sweeping the ground and pray.
但愿我扫过的地。
He would be sweeping and say, Lord, I pray that every inch that I swept,
有人经过就莫慌躁。
When people pass on this particular place, they will be enlightened by you.
有人经过你就向他显现。
And you will reveal yourself to them when they pass by this place.
主听他祷告了。
The Lord listened to his prayer.
有这个高中的学生啊。
One day this high schooler.
从来没听过福音啊。
Who never heard of gospel before.
他骑这个脚踏车从门口经过。
He was on his bike passing through the front of the church.
这个大力量把他抓下来了。
While he was biking through, there was a great power that captivated him.
他一躺在地上。
And he was like,He fell from the bike and was on the ground.
他大叫我是个罪人。
And he shouted out, says, I am a sinner.
大家说他遇见主了。
So people around him said, oh, he encountered Jesus.
把他请到会所里面再把福音告诉他。
So they brought him to the church and explained to him the gospel of Jesus.
没有听过福音刚强的救了。
He never heard of gospel before, but he was saved for sure.
神是四面的火城。
Therefore, God is the wall of fire around us.
又是其中的荣耀。
And God is its glory within.
下面神说了句太好的话了。
And God said something wonderfully.
摸他们的就是摸我眼中的瞳仁。
He who touches you touches the apple of his eye.
叫什么叫瞳仁啊
？What is the apple of someone's eye？
知道瞳仁吗
？Do you know what that is？
有的人不知道，知道。
The pupil in your eye。
弟兄姊妹很好，但就没表情了的。摸他们的摸我眼中的瞳仁。
Whoever touches you touches the apple of his eye。
我们身上有。各种各样的肢体。
Look, there are many members in this body.
我们的肢体都不一样。
Every member is different.
我们这么多的肢体啊。
We have so many parts in our body.
那个眼睛最珍贵了。
Yeah, eyes are one of the most important and honorable ones.
你我摸你的手不要紧了。
It's okay for me to hold your hand.
我摸你的腿也不要紧了。
Or touch your legs.
你那不然我摸你的眼睛啊。
Would you allow me to touch your eyes?
啊。
Would you?
敢不敢
？Do you dare to let me touch your eyes?
那么我摸你眼睛。我若摸你的眼睛啊
，If I touch your eyes，
很自然的反应
，Your natural reaction，
你手马上起来保护眼睛，对不对
？You're trying to protect yourself，
就是神在这里讲的话。
So this is what God means。
他不仅讲眼睛
，He's not just saying the eyes，
眼睛里面的瞳仁
，But the pupil within your eyes。
瞳仁是太奇妙的一个地方了。
And that is such a wonderfully made place。
我和你两人对面看。
If I look at you in your eyes,
你的眼睛瞳仁里面就有我的一个样子在里面。
And I can see my reflection in your eyes.
我的眼睛瞳仁里面就有你的样子。
In the same way, you can see your reflection in my eyes.
你不信吗？今天晚上找个人嘛，对着看，对面看。
If you don't believe me, find somebody and test it out.
你看看，今天我出现在他的眼瞳仁里面呢。
You will see that you show up in the other people's eyes.
他也出现在我的瞳仁里面。
And in same way, you appear in my eyes.
眼睛能看，在于瞳仁。
And the eyes can see because we have the pupil.
眼睛是很尊贵的肢体。
Eyes are very honorable parts of the body.
瞳仁更尊贵了。
And the pupil are even more precious.
我们不让人摸我的眼睛。
And we won't let people touch our eyes.
更不让人摸我的瞳仁。
Not to mention the pupil.
神说摸他们的就是摸我眼睛的瞳仁。
And therefore God said, he who touches you touches the apple of my eye.
我要向他伸手。
And I will raise up my arms.
神一定反应。
And I will react.
这话宝贵吧？
Isn't this a precious statement or what?
我信主68年了。
I have believed in the Lord for 68 years.
一生经过多少的事。
And I have gone through so many things in my life.
有的很危险的事。
Sometimes I encounter dangerous things.
有的时候我觉得我自己过不去了。
And sometimes I feel that I have come to the end.
一次一次都过来了。
Yet each time God carried me through.
不是靠我的聪明过来的。
I did not go through.But through my wisdom,
更不是靠我的本事过来的。
From my own ability,
神的话，摸我的，摸他眼中的瞳仁。
But by God's promise, he who touches me touches the apples of his eye.
神要反应。
Because God reacts when that happens.
我必定向他们伸手。
And he will raise his hand against them.
宝贵吧这句话。
Isn't this a precious statement from God?
这样最后的话了。
And we have come to the end of the sermon.
耶和华在圣所显现
，And the Lord has roused himself from his holy dwelling.
众肉体的静默无声。
Therefore, be still before him, all mankind.
那是神显现的时候。
And that is the time when he appeared.
我一生见过几次聚会，最好的聚会呀。
You know, I have experienced several times. The meeting went so great because God appeared.
在你头上大复兴的时候,
and there are times during the time of Watchman Nee. And Watchman Nee is a brother with great spiritual authority. He was younger than 50 at that time.
他坐着讲道的,
he sat down and shared.
我这两年才坐着讲道的,
you know, I did not sit down and share until recent years.
我很惭愧了,
and, but I feel so ashamed.
我认得的弟兄有一位99岁的还站着讲道的,
because I know of this brother, he's at the age of 99, he could still stand still and preach.
你有坐着讲道的,
Watchman Nee was sitting down and shared.
他把他的手表放在台子上,
he put his watch on the table.
他看时间,
he looked at the time as he preached.
他一讲到四面高油漂浮啊,
while he was preaching, you can feel the anointing.
那听到的人都是同工啊,
and the audience are not, no one else but co-workers.
都是 minister, 都是,
they're all ministers, full-time ministers.
全中国800个教会, 300几十个 minister.
About 300 some ministers from over 800 churches.
再讲到一些其他教会里面重要的人,
and also several important people in each church.
大概六七百人聚会了,
so the congregation was about 600 to 700 people.
这些人都就多年的,
you know, this congregation, that congregation was experienced the Christians.
不容易受感动的,
and those Christians are not easy to be moved.
最后几分钟,
and I remember when it comes to the last few minutes of the meeting,
站起来几句话,
Watchman Nee stood up and said just a few words.
全场都哭,
and once it was done, the whole congregation wept.
没有一次失常了,
there were no single one missed out. And there was one time that the anointing was so strong.
他说完几句话,
he finished his saying.
神真是显出来了,
and you really felt that you saw the Lord appear.
主耶稣显现了,
Jesus appeared.
因为大家都不会哭了,
and then nobody cried.
我看见王培正姊妹坐在那里, 她第一个大声哭啊,
and I saw Sister Wang, she was the first one that burst into tears.
全场都哭,
and the whole congregation followed.
我只觉得这句话出来,
and when I sat there, I only felt that
一个很大的能力到我里面来,
when he made this last thing, a great power entered into my heart.
在我里面撞一下, 出去了,
and it hit me, and that power left.
我什么感觉都没有了,
I didn't have any other feelings.
我们别人都哭, 我一个人不哭呢,
I look around, everyone was crying except me.
这个味道不太好了,
you know, I didn't feel very good about it.
我怎么办?
So I didn't know what to do with myself. So I just lowered my head.
我把头一低下来的时候,
but the moment I lowered my head,
我忽然看见神站在我面前,
I suddenly saw God standing in front of me.
一种最强的神活活地在我面前,
it was the living God who stood in front of me.
一下撕裂心肠就痛悔了,
suddenly I could do nothing but rip my heart open and wept.
那一天就是神显现了,
that day God appeared.
耶稣基督那么强的显出来了,
Lord Jesus Christ appeared with power.
众肉体都静默无声,
so all the flesh were silenced.
有些人反对你出生啊,
some people may not like or they actually oppose Watchman Nee. Even they oppose Watchman Nee, they could not help but cry that day.
问题是哭完了,
the problem is after they're done, they left and they still oppose Watchman Nee.
当耶和华显现的时候,
when the Lord arose himself,
众肉体都静默无声,
all of his holy dwelling, all mankind, be still.
我盼望这几天当中主会显现出来,
and this is my sincere hope that God will appear in this conference.
我们最重要看见主的显现,
and because that is the most important thing, is to see him.
我们讲道真的算不了什么,
sermon or messages are nothing.
主在里面说话太重要了,
but only the most important thing is the Lord speaks through these.
主向人显现太重要了,
and it's more important for the Lord to appear to,
而我们得到主太重要了,
it is so important for us to have the Lord.
对我们这几天,
hopefully in this coming few days,
大家共有一个心智,
we all share this one heart,
我们这世界追求主,
that we are here to pursue the Lord.
都有一个科目,
and we need to have the desire.
主我们要遇见你,
by saying, Lord, I need to meet you.
我们要得到你,
we need to have you.
我们再唱285首,
let's sing this song one more time, 285.